It's Thursday, July 9th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. ConnectWise lays off staff, we get leadership lessons, data on productivity gains, and a tool to help with ransomware. This is the Business of Tech. Story facts first. Reported by multiple outlets, ConnectWise carried out, quote, large-scale, end quote, layoffs on Tuesday, and ConnectWise indicates the cuts equate to 4% of its global workforce. In a statement, CEO Jason McGee said, quote, we had a plan in place for 2020 for our business, and that allowed us to align and invest for the future. Like many others, as a result of COVID-19 and the continued global economic uncertainty, we experienced a disruption in our ability to execute on those plans and needed to make the tough decision to pivot on our approach, end quote. Story speculation second. An anonymous poster on Reddit claiming to have an inside view of the situation offered additional color, indicating that in April, 401k matches had been paused and bonuses suspended, and that in a company meeting July 8th, it was made clear that the intention had always been to optimize the business and reduce the workforce via natural attrition. 401k matching was to come back this year, but 2020 merit raises were still canceled with a hope to reinstate in 2021. Why do we care? I'm shocked, I say, that ConnectWise has laid off people. Who would have possibly seen this coming? Trimming expenses after a merger? Oh, right. I said it was coming. I believe COVID is a good cover, but this would have happened regardless. Let's acknowledge something. It's important to manage a business responsibly, and words to live by are to make business decisions ruthlessly, and you need to execute humanely. My takeaway is that this isn't clean execution. Can't take away benefits and let people go and have it hang out there that you might do more. You take away benefits, you're sending the signal that this should be, we're in this together. If you then still lay off people and then having a hang out there that lay off more and claim to be profitable, well, I wouldn't call this a leadership example. If it were me, I'd be more aggressive about taking care of my people, letting people go earlier with better packages, and trying to avoid death by a thousand cuts. I'd also be open with my staff about the situation. It's hard to swallow being profitable for investors if you're taking away incentives. You know what's also running out at the end of July? The PPP funding. So if you're making cuts, now's the time I would expect to see that happen. Put that data point in there as well. This shouldn't be surprising. Let's also put aside a myth. Monthly recurring revenue is not a solution to everything. You are still subject to market forces. They simply may be less painful. Less doesn't mean none. And in productivity news, Robert Half is reporting nearly 4 in 5 professionals use windowed work, breaking up their day into chunks of time to be more productive, particularly among parents. A byproduct? More of a sense of belonging. Why do we care? Useful data to focus on with remote staff trying to leverage efficiency. That said, one of the big things to focus on is understanding the overall impact of staff to working at home. Besides simple productivity, we aren't having enough conversations about childcare or mental health. I bring this up because I think there's a real space for competitive differentiation. Having trouble hiring? Be these real good places to work. In blocking and tackling news, SentinelOne has released a free decryptor app for victims of the ThiefQuest ransomware. ThiefQuest, also known as EvilQuest, targets Mac users, and additionally includes spyware capabilities. Designed to look like a Google software update program, it's being distributed on torrent sites bundled with name brand software. Today's episode brought to you by our Patreon site. Have you enjoyed the extra editorial content? Have you seen the videos on YouTube? Would you like early access? Patreons get early access to the content and get to ask questions and contribute. Editorials are picked from polls that are happening in the Patreon community. And you get to directly support the production of this show. If you like what you hear, if you want to get more, and you want to get more access, join at patreon.com/MSPradio. Thanks for listening, and I'll join you again tomorrow for another episode.